broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we have with us tonight on the air, we've had a variety of guests. We are going to bring Margaret Gray and Lloyd Bonafide back to talk a little bit more about, maybe not so much more about the this ridiculous concept of men and their jealousies. You know, we got into this discussion of Dr. Sadler, in fact, had introduced us to this discussion of some men have a problem with their women, some white men have a problem with their women having been with black guys before they met them. Now, understand, I had no idea the conversation was going to go in this direction. We're talking about this girl that was beaten by her father. We were discussing the brutality of this attack on this girl, the videotape that was released. So how it is I got into Margaret's affair with a Greek concessionaire at the 68 Olympics, you know.
Yeah, she was saying that she made love to the guy while he was eating a sandwich and ordered room service.
Yeah, and I was saying, well, that's pretty, you know, pretty amazing, you know. You should be congratulated.
Who should?
The guy.
Are you guys out of your minds or something? You know, who cares whether she was a Greek made love to her? The thing she's describing is vile.
Yeah, but see, now you sound like the guy that's jealous of a guy that's black, you know, taking a woman to his village.
Didn't say take a woman to his village. We're talking about some stupid thing that Dr. Sadler brought up. Let me bring back Margaret Gray on the line here, and we also have Lloyd Bonafide. Margaret, nobody is understanding this, and I don't know that we need to keep talking about it. I do want to talk with another guest of ours about the Oakland police clash with the fringe protesters at Occupy Oakland.
Well, this is Lloyd. I looked at that on the television just moments ago. My wife and I were looking at the Oakland protest just moments ago, and it looked as if the police were had it well in hand. And I am disappointed as a taxpayer and as a resident of the state of California, not a resident of the Oakland environs. I live in Southern California, but I'm very disappointed in the behavior of these people. And
no, Lloyd, I have to jump in, Lloyd. I got to get going, and you and I have practiced a song for the Thanksgiving talent show that we wanted to do, Phil.
Yes, she's right, Phil.
You guys have practiced this. We're having a talent show Thanksgiving weekend on the air before Thanksgiving weekend. You have a song?
We do have a song. That's why we wanted to come back, Phil. I don't want to talk anymore about Stavo. To be honest with you, I put that out of my mind. I don't think of those days anymore. As I said, I'm a little bit... They were wildly, wildly marvelous times. I've never had such a good time. But I feel filthy for the things that he showed me and introduced me to.
Well, I think that it's good that you recognize that, though, you know?
What?
I said it's good that you recognize how filthy he was.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway.
Yes, anyway.
What, are you blowing me off?
No, I'm not blowing you off. You don't seem to understand.
Give me. Hey, Lloyd.
Yes, sir.
Frank Gray.
Yes, sir.
Look, my wife was making love to a Greek while she was eating a sandwich and while she was getting room service.
Your wife was eating a sandwich? Give me the phone.
What?
Give me the phone. Never mind, Lloyd.
You were eating a sandwich, though.
No, I was not eating a sandwich. I'm a lady. I'm a woman. I'm not going to lay there in bed as a man is making passionate love to me and suck down cucumber sauce. God almighty.
Well.
I was going to say the same thing, Phil. There's a joke there.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a joke there, is there? You know what? Both of you can go. You can both go down to where the big devil makes little devils and they defecate hot coal.
Well, that's great.
What?
She hung up. And he did, too. We lost the line.
Well, I disconnected the line. When...
Yeah, we dumped it.
Well, you didn't have to dump it.
Well, didn't she say go down to the...
She said go down to where the big devil makes little devils and they defecate hot coal.
I think one thing I can't figure out about you, how come you're always laughing at the worst times?
I don't know, man. I don't know why I laugh at the worst times, but I do. So what we... Okay, all right. Margaret, if you're going to hang up on me...
Bill, I'm just saying you have to have more respect.
Then don't hang up and then call back. Is Lloyd there?
I've got to call him.
Then call him.
Well, you're yelling at Margaret Grady.
I don't give a damn if I'm yelling at Margaret Grady. I got stuff I got to do, man. I got a story here about the Oakland police clashing with fringe demonstrators. We want to get Don Mixa on about the stock market. We want to talk about Herman Cain and what the hell. I got Harvey Weierman waiting in the wings. An attorney, a retired attorney, one of the most respected attorneys in the country. And he's hanging around here late at night to get on the air with me. And I got these nutcases telling me to go down to the place where the devil craps hot coal.
I bet you he does.
You know, as I think about it, he probably does.
Yeah, that's probably what the devil... When the devil goes to the bathroom, it's probably briquettes.
Yeah.
All right. Margaret?
Yeah, I'm Lloyd here, Lloyd.
Yes, sir. The phone went dead, and I called AT&T.
Okay, that's fine. We've got you on the line here. So, let's... the song is for the talent show.
Yes, Bill. Lloyd, you take the second part. Okay, I'll take the first part. You take the second part.
That was the second part is...
I do love exciting and new.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yes, Bill, this is for the talent show, the Thanksgiving talent show this year. One, two, one, two, three, and a one, two, one, two, two, three. Love. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We've been expecting you. Now you, Lloyd.
The love boat. Soon you'll be docking at your friend's house.
Those aren't the words.
I'm sorry. You know what? I don't have the lyrics with me. And
you know, Margaret, you're pretty picky about the words when somebody else is getting them wrong.
And what's that crack supposed to mean?
That means that you, when you're singing on my show, you're always butchering the words to songs.
How dare you? I am a professional singer.
No, but Margaret, you know full well you always are saying to me, do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, you don't have to know the words.
I do that with certain songs, but I expect Lloyd to know the lyrics, all right? I'm not carrying him to, all right? I got enough on my mind, and I've got enough on my plate. I've got a big part in this song. I'm not carrying him.
You don't have to carry me. Just give me the cue, and I'll pick it up from there.
Well, it doesn't sound like you know what's going on.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Go!
Wait a minute. Hold on. What did you say to me?
I said go!
You're going to have to back up that attitude, Phil.
You know what? If you don't get going singing right now...
All right, hold on. One, two, one, two, three. One, two...
Wait, I got it. Why are you counting it down when there's no piano player or anything?
Because it makes me feel good, Frank. All right, now get your... Sit in the chair, Frank, and eat the... What are those? Those are the chocolate-covered raisins.
Yeah, I like them.
Good boy. One. Are you ready, Lloyd? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I've been waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. And I want to tell you, and I don't mean to disgust anyone, but I'm sitting on a hard stool in the kitchen using the wall phone, and I've had a... Well, I better not say.
Thank you, Lloyd.
But they're bleeding.
Oh, my God. All right, one, two, one, two, three. One, two, one, two, two, three. Love. I'm sorry, I dropped the phone, Phil. Let's do it again.
God.
I dropped the phone, I'm sorry. One, two, one, two, two, three. Love. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. Go.
The love boat. Soon we'll be going to your home, the love boat. Uh-oh, look, there's something in my pants called...
Hold on for a minute. Now, he doesn't have the lyrics.
All right, and I don't want to hear him singing his filthy lyrics either. You understand? So whatever it is that's going on here, I am at present time not... I'm not enjoying. I got to take a break.
You always got to take a break. Why aren't you just honest and say, I got to go to the bathroom?
Why don't you just say, I got to go sit on the toilet?
Now, I don't have to do either. I have to take a break. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I got to get organized, man. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com for all of your Phil Henry Show needs. Live streaming video of the show, downloads of the show. Lots and lots and lots of downloads of the show. In fact, downloads of the show that go all the way back to 1999. And I mean whole shows. When I say we got a backstage pass, Jack, it's a backstage pass. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Love. Exciting.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here. And we're online at philhenryshow.com. So, you know, this is the radio show, and then we have our internet platform, and then we have we've got a lot of things forthcoming there at philhenryshow.com that I think you're going to like. By the way, if you want something free from our show, oh, and we're giving away what are we doing, bud?
Give away a signed CD.
We're going to give away a signed Phil Henry CD sometime tonight. So that's a beautiful thing. But we also have our Classic Phil podcast. It's free. Just go to our website and sign up for the Classic Phil podcast. Subscribe to that, and you get our classics, which are delivered to you, I think, on a, I don't know, like a weekly basis, Robert?
You know, but right now, about 80 of them. And I think it's like weekly or the other week.
What do you mean, other week?
On the other week.
What does that mean?
What, you talk about every other week?
No, not every other week. On the other week.
What is the other week?
The one that ain't every other week.
Oh, okay.
You understand that? I don't understand what that means. Every other week, the other week.
The one that ain't the every other week.
That would be this week.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what that's the one.
God.
What?
You two guys live in some world that I you know, NASA and the scientists of the planet Earth have just now are beginning to explore. I don't even think you cats were born on the planet Earth the way you talk on the other week. You guys are like freaking that Nanu Nanu clown. Who was that guy?
Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, that Mork and Mindy. Or that other guy, that My Favorite Martian. Aren't we about due for some cat from another planet? It's just a weird way of putting it.
You mean like a TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably are.
Maybe there is a show out like that. All right, Ms. Gray, I have to hurry and finish up what it is you want me to do, and I'm very happy to do this, but I do need to begin to, you know, get my other guest on the line.
Phil, we found the lyrics here, and I think, Lloyd, you have them. Let me get Lloyd. I'm conferencing him in. Are you there, Lloyd?
Yes, I'm driving home, and I've got the lyrics to the Love Bot. And it's not Love Bot, it's Love Boat. Well, my grandson was making a joke. He said, Grandpa's going to sing of the love Pot.
No, what did you say, Love Pot? It's Love Boat.
It's Love what? Love Boat.
You know Love Boat, the TV show?
I don't know. They had a poor, misshapen man who was only, he was terribly, terribly disfigured, and he wore a white suit.
You talking about Hervé Villechaize?
No, Ricardo Montalban. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, will you grow up?
Knock it off with the jokes and let's do it, okay?
Okay, what an ass.
One, two. I got to get my head into this.
You know what, guys? I'm going to hang up. And
no, please, Phil, don't hang up.
I'm hanging up unless you do it right now because I got other things I got to do.
All right, we'll have to do it. We're not ready. Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready.
Perfect. One, two. One, two, three. Love. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you.
The Love Boat soon will be making another run. The Love Boat promises a six-pack for everyone.
Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance.
Love won't hurt if you use the right medical equipment, I forget.
Well, I can't do this with you, you befuddled old bastard. I want to win that money. The talent show money is mine.
Oh, you
called me a befuddled old bastard.
All right, thanks very much, and that's, I can't deal with it anymore, okay? Well, they're going to call back and want to come back on.
They can call back all they want if you put them on, Doug, Bud, okay?
What do you mean, Doug? What do you mean, Doug?
If you put them on, Bud, I will physically assault you. Do you understand?
Yeah, if you put them on.
You better get this straight, man. If you put those two people back on the air tonight, I will haul off and slug you. Now, do you understand?
What are you looking at?
The clock is what I'm looking at. I want to see what time we have. Now, where's our other guest?
I got him on line three.
Bring him up, okay, if you don't mind, so we can get on with the freaking show here. On the line with me is Justin McElroy of L.A. Canyon College, and this young man was in Oakland yesterday as a part of a protest group. You were with Canyon Action, is that correct?
We're with L.A. Canyon High School, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, L.A. Canyon High School. I think you said college, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're with Canyon Action.
That is correct, yeah.
All right. You were in the San Francisco area. You were in Oakland yesterday. You were a part of the protests. There was some violence. And my understanding is that your group was a part of that.
Well, Mr. Henry, you need to understand that we are anarchists, and we go to L.A. Canyon High School, but I didn't want you to use my name because I have tried to be an anonymous, and that's why we wore the scarves over our face. I actually pulled my sweater up so no one would see me.
Well, but you gave us your name.
I understand that, yeah.
So now you're not anonymous. Now your school knows that you were up there. You were causing damage, were you not?
Well, we were causing damage, but only to those institutions and places that we felt could absorb it. And could be able to absorb it. And
well, what does that mean, absorb it?
Well, we felt that there were certain institutions, either financial institutions or individuals, who could absorb the cost of repair, most likely have insurance and so forth. So we did not indiscriminately attack. We looked for capitalist targets. We are very much against the capitalisms. And we're also anti-cop, and the cops, I think, true to form, were very, you know, they were very trying to, you know, be fascists. And
do you, you know, I'm going to talk to you now, Justin. I'm going to talk to you as respectfully as I can. Do you know what it is you're talking about?
Yes, sir, I do. Do you know what you're talking about?
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I'm right now just asking you questions. But when you say the cops were being very fascists, I mean, what a real fascist is.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying, Mr. Henry, is they were not respectful of. See, we're anarchists, and we're wanting to change how the world works, and we also want to make sure that our parents understand that and are willing to see that we want to change the world and are going to give us more freedom, okay, to, if I want to use the car or whatever, and I know that sounds kind of lame. And
yeah, it sounds really lame, you know.
Okay, well, I mean, Mr. Henry, it doesn't sound any more lame than what you have said on your show and on the talk shows. Everybody on talk shows and on talk radio are completely lame. They don't talk about anything that's relevant to any of the youth, and they talk about stupid, idiotic stuff.
All right, well, okay, I'll grant you that. I won't disagree with that. All right? There's a lot of stupid, idiotic talk on talk radio. You're absolutely true. Absolutely right about that. But you're saying that, you know, you're saying that there needs to be some change, fascism and the capitalist system, and then you throw in the fact, and our parents should let us use the car on a Saturday night.
Well, I mean, I use that as a cliche. I mean, what I'm really saying is we want our parents to give us more freedom to use their resources, but also we get to live at home still because of the way the economy is.
All right, I tell you what I want to do is put you on hold.
Well, I've been on hold for 40 minutes.
I understand, I apologize, and I think that my crew apologized to you, Mr. McElroy, but I had no choice, all right?
Well, you had a lady and some old man singing Love Bot. And
I understand, I wanted them, they wanted to come on and sing it. I didn't think it would take that long. I apologize.
So I'm going to sit here and sit on my ass in your outer office.
And watch your language, too. Sit on my ass in your outer office. What is with these kids these days, you know?
Well, I mean, a kid was sitting on his ass waiting for you.
Hey, 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 man. You're supposed to represent me, okay?
Yeah, but I mean, the kid's sitting on his ass.
Let him sit on his ass. I'm talking to Margaret and that clown Lloyd trying to get them to sing Love Boat. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. More from Justin McElroy on the Oakland Occupy Oakland protest yesterday.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. As we get back on course here this evening, very happy to have with us Justin McElroy. He is a junior at L.A. Canyon High School and was in Oakland yesterday as things got out of hand. And in point of fact, the I guess the official Occupy Oakland people have said that they disavow and they distance themselves from any violence that took place.
Mr. Henry, it was not I mean, it's not violence. And I know what you mean, but we were not violent on nobody. And I have to really say now at this time that a friend of mine, Jerry Chesbro, was almost run down by a car. It's a guy in a, on a Mercedes.
And was that your friend?
Yes, sir. And he was standing in front of the Mercedes just talking to the guy, and the guy floored it. And it's a miracle that my friend wasn't, you know, dragged it underneath the car.
Well, I saw the video of that, you know.
Yeah, and it shows him talking to the guy.
No, it shows him pounding on the guy's hood.
He was trying to get the guy to pay attention to the guy.
First of all, he stood in front of this dude. The dude was trying to go down the street, and your friend is standing there in front of the car, not letting him pass.
Well, I mean, my friend was going across the street, and this Mercedes came down the street. And a Mercedes is the representation of a lot of what we've been saying down through the years. And
a lot of what you guys have been saying down through the years. I mean, you're 17, you know.
Oh, can you just listen to me, sir, and not give me, you know, all your static? Because
I'm not giving you static. I'm just telling you. You say down through the years, you know.
I'm speaking in a general figurative sense. Okay, so, I mean, if you let me finish saying what I'm saying, and you can get off your... douche horse.
You know, hey, don't talk. You know, Justin, I've had you on a show before, and you're a nice guy, but then you get into these really insulting things that I don't think is appropriate for a 17-year-old, okay?
Well, I mean, if you're going to start treating me like a kid, you know...
Well, don't say I'm getting on my douche horse, okay?
All right, well, what do you want me to say? I mean...
Just say, say, Mr. Hendry, would you let me finish?
Okay, Mr. Hendry, would you let me finish? But, I mean, I don't think that's... I think it sounds gay.
Well, no, it doesn't sound gay. It sounds respectful.
Okay, I mean, it just seemed to me like you were trying to, you know, you were running the douche 100.
Okay, one more little douche crack and I'm hanging up.
God. Anyway, so,
run the douche 100.
My friend got in front of the car. And that's when the guy floored it.
All right, well, I saw this, and your friend was in the way, and you guys, meantime, were putting graffiti on walls, you were breaking windows.
Yeah.
And you were, in other ways, intimidating a lot of the people who live in the neighborhood there.
Well, a lot of the people who live in the neighborhood there are not aware of the system that is oppressing people and is making the economy go bad. And we are there to wake them up.
Can I ask you something, Justin? Where do you live?
I live in Chatsworth, I told you.
Okay, you live in Chatsworth. And your father and your mother, you told me that your dad works?
Yeah.
What does he do?
My father's an attorney.
Your father's an attorney. And your mom stay at home?
Well, yeah. My mom has she has her own business, but she works out of the house.
Okay, what does your mother do?
My mom has a cleaning service.
So your mother has a cleaning service, your father is a lawyer, you go to high school... And you feel oppressed.
Mr. Henry, you are talking more about a bourgeois. Okay, you're saying more bourgeois. and...
You guys, man, you repeat stuff. I don't even think you know what it means.
Yes, I do. Bourgeois means the middle class. But you're trying to make me sound like I'm bourgeois, and all I'm trying to say is I have the right to stay at home and to use the car on Saturday night. And you think that that sounds trivial. That's part of what the Occupy movement's about. It's about everybody getting what they need, everybody getting what they want. And you were playing a song about 2 seconds ago called, you know, I Don't Know by Ozzy Osbourne. And there's another song that from your generation that I remember or that you guys play, You Can't Always Get What You Need, You've Got to Get What You Want, or something like that.
You Can't Always Get What You Want.
Yeah. And I think that's pretty true. You can't always get what you want, but you got to get what you need. And so the Occupy movement is about us getting what we need and not what we want.
And getting what you need and not what you want.
Or I mean getting what we want, which is also what we need. And
so what you were telling me you need is the car on Saturday night, and you want to live at home till you're 28.
Well, yes, sir, because the 26 is the arbitrary age that was given by the people that run the medical business, which President Obama has already said is there to gouge out, just basically gouge the eyes out of the poor. I mean, I'm not saying literally, but if the poor was a man, the medical business is there to gouge out his eyes and
leave. Because you're making some pretty strong accusations.
Well, it's about time these accusations were made, and I learned in our social studies and also our economics class with Mr. Fernbreaker, who said that, you know, everybody has to take responsibility in a society where even the least people can defend themselves. In America, we leave them laying in the gutter.
You know what? I have to tell you that as societies go, America takes care of its lesser than many, many, many other societies. Even a society like ours that does not have the health care that some of these countries like to crow about, we take care of people in our country far better than I've seen people taken care of in countries where they do have so-called socialized medicine.
Like what countries are you talking about? Because I was with my parents last year in France, and we went to Germany. Both of those countries have national health care, and there wasn't no people begging on the street except one lady that I saw in Paris, and that's all I saw.
There wasn't no people begging on the street. You know, you need to pay more attention in English class too.
Well, you know, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm just here to say that we have our responsibility and that we're not taking it very seriously. And yeah, you're right, my dad's a lawyer and my mom has her own business and I live in a nice house and I want to have the car on Saturday night and I want to have the car, you know, and everything, you know, until I'm 28. At least I'm out there standing up for poor people and everything.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Now this guy is called back.
Yeah, you want to talk on...
Mr. Bonafide, sir, you home? Hold on for a minute now. You were on my show last hour. You were singing a song. We don't usually put people on twice in one night, okay?
You put people on, Mr. Henry, all the time. You're always putting people on. You know, God. Who was that that just went God?
Hold on for a minute now. I'll give you this one phone call. I want you to know, though, that we don't allow people on the show twice in a night.
Mr. Henry, can I just say one thing?
Go ahead.
Can I talk to, like, a fresh new caller instead of some guy you're recycling in?
Let me tell you something, young man.
Hold on. No, this is the call we have for you. Please deal with it. Okay?
I want to say something. No, okay. Let me tell you. Just never mind about Mr. Henry. And I want to tell you something. You went up to Oakland in Northern California.
That's right. That's where it is.
And you know something? You're a real smartass, aren't you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah? Sometimes you are, huh? Well, let me tell you something. I fought for this country in Korea.
Well, so?
So? I just fought for this country in Oakland, sir.
And
yeah, I'll bet you did. What'd you do, stand in front of a Mercedes-Benz, and then you want to use the bathroom on a Saturday night or whatever you told Mr. Henry?
What? I didn't say use the bathroom. I said I want to be able to use a car.
You want to use a car. You call that fighting for something? There are millions of American men who fought for this country.
Are you going to cry?
No, I'm not crying. I'm losing my voice.
You know, you need to not yell so much, Lloyd.
What?
You need to not yell so much.
Well, it sounds like he's crying.
He's not crying. He's lost. Your voice sounds rough.
All right, I'll tell this guy one thing. When I was a young man, and I did things my way.
The guy sounds like he just had it lopped off and had, you know, a lady's part installed.
Hold on for a minute now. I want to find out.
What did you just say to me?
Hold on for a minute.
Oh, no, no. I want him to repeat. What did you just say?
It sounds to me like you had it lopped off and had one installed.
What did I have installed? And be very careful, mister.
It sounds like you had a woman's part installed.
I had a woman's part installed. Why? Because my voice changed?
Oh, God. Aren't you embarrassed?
Lloyd, you really need to take care of your voice, okay?
No. He's not getting away with that. I understand my voice is, you know, I've been practicing singing that song for that woman, that Margaret, and now I've lost my voice. Well, guess what? This is the voice that I've got right now, and I'm going to tell this kid one more time. Are you telling me I sound like I'm transgender?
Well, yeah, you do.
I do.
Yeah, you do, because a minute ago you sounded normal. I mean, you sound like my grandfather.
A minute ago I sounded like your grandfather. Go ahead.
And then you started losing your voice, and now you sound like you sound like Mickey Mouse. You sound like a Mickey Mouse that has a boyfriend and probably wears, you know, a robe.
I sound like Mickey Mouse with a boyfriend. Are you hearing this, Mr. Andrew? Are you taking notes?
No, I'm not taking notes.
You're not?
No, I'm not. I'm listening to you with your Mickey Mouse voice. The kid's right. You sound like a jackass. Get off the air. Take care of your throat.
How am I going to take care of my throat when I've got a guy like this on the rich?
Now, just get off the air and take care of your throat. Get some throat coat tea.
Throat coat tea, is it? That's the thing.
You just get off the air. If he calls back, bud, no more. No more people twice in one night. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand that, but you didn't make that rule till now.
The hell I didn't. I've always told you guys that. No crank calls. No chronic calls. I can't stand chronic callers. Two calls in one night. You got to be putting me on. All right, Justin, where were we?
I don't know, Mr. I mean, I was talking about how the power structure has been leaning on poor people and has taken away from them the means by which they are able to own their own capacity, and a lot of stuff that we learned about in our in economic history and everything. And
what you're basically trying to articulate there, isn't it, is the Frederick Engels and Karl Marx and their view of labor owning the means of production.
Well, probably. I mean, I don't. We learned a lot about dialectical materialism and everything.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Well, and also, but when I said that I want to live at home, that doesn't mean I'm a sissy. It means that I'm fighting for my rights to live at home and stay there till I'm 28, and also to be able to use, the dad. I don't want to call him my dad because our movement believes in calling them the dad.
And the what? Say that again.
I don't call him my father. I call him the dad or the father.
And why?
Because Occupy Oakland and all the other Occupy, you know, you don't have to. You know, you don't own nothing, so if I say it's my dad.
I mean, he called back, I just thought I'd let you know.
Is this the guy, how many times do I have to tell you, put him on hold? How many times do I got to tell you?
He just said he had one point he wanted to make, and then he...
Yes, sir.
Boy, if that don't beat all, the dad? Is that what you said?
Hi, is this Mr. Mouse? Can I speak to your husband?
Smartass, let me tell you something. When I was in Korea...
Okay, is this going to be long? Because I might want to get a nap in.
Want to get a nap in? I'll tell you something else you're going to get in. You're going to get my... When I was in Korea fighting for your freedom to be a smartass and your freedom to call your father the father, what were you doing? What were you doing?
I wasn't born yet.
How old is this kid?
All right, thanks very much, Lloyd. I think...
My voice sounds fine. You're just...
That's all I can handle from that jackball. Justin McElroy on the line with us. We'll be back with more on Occupy Oakland and no more of that guy on the show at all. He's lost his voice. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. We're giving away a signed CD next hour here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Ain't that a bitch?
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back. And we are here and we are online at Phil Hendry Show as well. And we're on 140, 150, 160, 2,000, 8 million radio stations all over the country. It's just an ever-growing network of radio stations. So I have to just give it a very liberal reading. Well, let's just say we're on 8 million. And our network is growing by leaps and bounds. So you can hear us on the radio. You can also hear us online. Streaming live on a number of those radio stations, or you can watch our video cast live. Now, if you miss all of that, you still have the podcast, and you can listen to our podcast. You can also listen to a free stream of our show the next day on our website. So if you go to philhendryshow.com and you said, I missed Phil's show last night, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and you know, all of those things, you can go and you can listen to the stream of our show at philhendryshow.com right there. Just look in our five-day archive and you'll see last night's show. Justin, we left off and with Justin McElroy. He's a high school senior from, junior from LA Canyon High School. You were in Oakland at the Occupy Oakland action. You were one of the few that were violent. What do you think of the people organizing this thing that said you guys, they disavowed your actions?
Well, I mean, a lot of those people are very much not of my age group, and the people that, you know, my people understand, Mr. Henry, are people of my age group and my generation. We were high school, maybe, you know, early late teens, early 20s, and my people, they look to us for leadership, and they look to, you know, us to provide the kind of leadership that they want. My mom's here, and I wanted to kind of just bring her on if I could, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Mom, what is your name, Mom?
My name is Kathy McElroy.
Kathy McElroy, and what's Dad's name?
Jared
McElroy is my father. Don't you think that you dress inappropriately for my friends when they come over to have, you know, to do some gaming or to have, you know, like a root beer or whatever?
I don't think I dress inappropriately, Justin. You and I have talked about this.
What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing tights and heels.
You're wearing tights and heels. And you had recently breast implants, correct?
That is correct.
Do you think this is appropriate for you to ask your mother that?
Mr. Henry, you just interrupted me. So I got to start all over again.
No, you don't have to start all over again. I'm asking, do you think it's important? May I ask your mother a question?
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm only answering the questions that my son is putting to me. And the reason I'm doing that is so that my son has no reason whatsoever to say that I'm not listening to him.
Yeah, but you are talking to Mr. Henry right now. Are you attracted to Mr. Hendry?
I've listened to him on the radio.
Are you attracted to him?
Not inordinately. I'm a married woman, but I think Mr. Hendry's very intelligent.
Yeah, okay. See, Mr. Henry? So
What are you trying to prove here? Are you trying to embarrass your mother?
No, I'm just saying, when I get home from school and I'm with my friends, and all we want to have is root beer and...
He's crying now.
All we wanted to have was a root beer and Oreo cookies, and my mom comes out with her friends, and they're dressed like
what?
My son believes that I come out dressed very inappropriately. I did recently have breast enhancement, and I do wear tight-fitting pants, because my husband likes that.
Do you think that that's appropriate for these 16 and 17-year-old boys?
I don't, but by the time my son gets home, I have been out, and I've been at meetings, and the day gets away from me, and I don't have time to go upstairs and change just so my 17-year-old son doesn't turn super prude. You know what I'm saying?
But, ma'am, Mom, you should care about what I say. What difference does it make? Are you guys, are your friends getting hot and bothered?
You know one of them is, Terry. And
all right, I don't want to hear this, okay?
I don't either, Phil.
God almighty, if you got an issue with your mom dressing inappropriately, you better take it up with her and your father. And
no, he's going to not talk to his father about this. I won't let him talk to his father about this. His father is a drug abuser. You know, my dad uses pills. He's a pill head. Father's a pill head.
I thought you said your dad's an attorney.
So? You can be an attorney and be a pill head.
You got a pill head for a father who's a lawyer. You got a mother that's dressing in such an inappropriate way that you, as a 17-year-old boy, noticed this. And you're worried about Occupy Oakland?
Well, you got to... I mean, I've got to act out and...
That's exactly what you're doing. You're acting out. You're imagining yourself some political savior, dude, when your own home life is not making it.
I won't have you talking to my son that way.
Ma'am, if your son doesn't think that you're dressing appropriately, if you're dressing inappropriately around his friends, you know...
I will not have you talk to that. Do you have somewhere where we can talk privately?
Privately?
Yes.
Well, no, I don't have anywhere.
I told you, Mr. Henry. She wants to get on your...
He's gone. Phil Henry Show, 877... Well, never mind. We'll be back with our news and information hour in a moment.
Guess you missed out, huh?